This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Israeli government!
All civilized human beings ought to stand with us against what Israel is doing to the Orthodox Jews. They handed out pamphlets to women in Israel on the street, explaining to them their legal rights. And for this they were arrested. What kind of democracy anywhere prohibits its citizens to read about their own legal rights?
Can you help us make sense of this? We often see, we're hearing now a rise of anti-Semitism. Can we label this in Jerusalem anti-Semitism that the media is not reporting on at all? You don't really hear much talk about this. I get a lot of these clips from on X, and you'll see Torah, true Torah Jews or this, and they post a lot of this stuff, and you'll see a lot of this happening. Can you help us make sense of it?
There are a lot of different types of anti-Semitism. There was the anti-Semitism of the Christians in the Middle Ages that told the Jews, you either have to convert or we'll kill you, which means they had their anti-Semitism was against the Jewish religion. And if you practice Christianity, they're okay with you. Then there's the anti-Semitism of Hitler that said it doesn't matter if you practice Christianity, the Jewish blood that you have, and it was his definition of Jewish blood, we're going to kill you anyway. The Zionists are also anti-Semites, but they're anti-Semites against the anti-Zionist Jewish religion. They don't like the Jewish religion at all, unless you're a Zionist religious Jew. Let me explain. Judaism, like Islam, like Christianity, has many different people that claim the exclusive mantle of authenticity. So with the Christians, you have the Catholics and the Protestants, for example. You have the evangelicals who don't follow the Pope. It's completely different denominations. In the Muslims, you have the Sunni and the Shia, and other religions have that too. In Judaism, you have Zionism and you have Judaism. Zionism is, according to Judaism, idol worship. It's that simple. I can explain to you if you like in detail how that works. But absolutely, the reason why they created Zionism is as a substitute for Judaism, a modern political nationalistic replacement and rebranding, reengineering of the traditional religious spiritual identity of Jews. That was Judaism. And any Jew that resists the Zionist transformation of Zionism, the ones in the video that you saw are the epitome of those Jews, the Zionists don't like. They're anti-Semitic against these particular types of Jews. What you saw that Israeli policeman doing to that Jew is not the worst thing that they've done.
No.
No, not at all.
I practice martial arts. So he did a judo throw. I mean, he did a judo throw that he could have killed. I mean, he could have just smashed the guy's head on the wall. He could have been dead. I mean, why? And he did it real sneaky. Came up to him, and unexpectedly, just threw him down with the judo throw, and then right on the concrete. We do it on mats. He did it on the concrete.
It's like, well, thank God the guy didn't crack his skull. Other times they did. Google Pinchas Segalov, who was involved in the 50s. He was a Jew who was involved in a peaceful protest against Zionism. They beat him to death. And then when they came to court, the head of the Israeli police, the chief, he told the judge, these Neturei Karta guys, means these anti-Zionist Jews, they only understand one language, the heavy hand. So, yes, the Zionists don't like the Orthodox Jews unless you're of the Zionist Orthodox Jews denomination, which is more Zionist than Jew or a combination of both.
Well, why do you think we don't hear this or see this being talked about in the mainstream media?
Because the Orthodox Jews don't own any mainstream media, nor do we have any influence over it, very little influence over it. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you a story. I once did a radio show broadcast over WABC. It's a very large radio station in New York, one of the largest. And it was on a Sunday afternoon where they didn't have any show. Somebody canceled or something, and some guys paid money to have me broadcast. And I did. We wanted to do it again, and WABC said, no way, it's much too pressure against them for me to do it. So they won't let us. There's pressure. That's mm-hmm. what it is. And when we do make a protest or something like that, they're not interested. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of influence over the press, and it's not influenced by us.
I learned a lot last time we spoke. You unpackaged a lot, and people can go watch the program that we did. And I had to revisit, because sometimes when you're doing an interview, then later it kind of sinks in, and you covered some very important points. I just want to touch upon some of those for our audience here. The first thing I want to start with is the founder here. You spoke about Theodore Herzl. You spoke about Ben Gurion, and you said that they were not practicing Jews. They weren't Jews. They were actually atheist. And then I went to look much of this up, and you had so many people also. This is a fact. This is not fiction. And many of them were against Orthodox Judaism. Is that correct?
Hey, Ben Gurion said that Orthodox Judaism, meaning the Judaism that says that a Jewish tradition doesn't change, is Nazi ideology. That's how he referred to our mm-hmm. ideology. Theodore Herzl was, you know, the old joke they say, Jewish joke, what's the difference between Theodore Herzl and Jesus? The answer is Jesus celebrated Hanukkah and Herzl celebrated Christmas. He preferred Christianity to Judaism. He really didn't like Jews, especially anti-Zionist Jews. He said that they are a different race than regular Jews. Mm-hmm. There was an essay he wrote. It's called Maushel, M-A-U-S-H-E-L. Maybe there's a C between the S and the H. Maushel is an old anti-Semitic word for Jew, kind of like kike. And he said basically that the anti-Zionist Jews, that's what they are. They're not real Jews. The whole idea of Zionism was to transform Judaism from spiritual to political, from religious to national, and to create a new identity for the Jews, because they didn't like the old identity. My opposition to Zionism, the Jewish opposition to Zionism, just to be clear, is independent of the issue with Israel and the Palestinians. So, for example, if, let's say, the Israelis and the Palestinians would come to a two-state solution and both sides would be happy, let's assume even the Palestinians get 95% of the land and Israel's left with 5% in the Negev desert, and everybody's happy. Let's say everybody's happy. But Israel remains Israel, the same Israel that it is today. The Israelis may be happy. The Palestinians may be happy. I'm not happy. The Jews are not happy. Mm-hmm. Because even in that scenario, you still have a state that refers to itself as the Jewish state, refers to itself as the state of the Jews, professes an ideology that is a direct attack on my religion. My religion says the definition of a Jew is that God gave the Torah to people on Mount Sinai. Those who received it became Jews. They say, no, we're the state of all the Jews. Jewishness is a nationality, and we're the state of that nationality. And you American Jews, you British Jews, you Belgian Jews, you German Jews, you are all our constituents. So if we get into a fight with somebody, let's say the Palestinians are out of the picture, we get into some economic fight with China, for example, and the Chinese will be angry at Israel, we American Jews will be sitting here subject to the ire of the enemies of Israel. We have no interest in being involved in any of Israel's politics. I'm not Israeli. I'm not Palestinian. I have nothing to do with Israel.
We know there are many benefits to the use of black seed, according to the authentic statements of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. That's why I use the black seed by Tasneem, and 50% of the profits from your order will go towards establishing the Deen Center, the Masjid and Mega Dawah Center. Use promo code The Deen Show for 15% off.